Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well and had what a beautiful day the Lord's given us. Praise God. Good to see y'all this evening. We're going to go ahead and get started. Just want to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. If y'all would, if you can, let's just stand and we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Yes, sister. Did I see another hand? Oh, absolutely. We'll keep her in our prayers. Anyone else on the right side tonight with a spoken prayer request? All righty. Anyone on my left side? Yes, Miss Connie. Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. We'll definitely keep that, Brother Terry and you, and the whole situation in our prayers. Anyone else with a spoken prayer request? I just want to... Mr. Trey?
I'm okay.
Absolutely. We'll definitely lift her up. We're talking about her this morning. Praise God. Anyone else, congregation? I don't want to miss anyone. All right. Anyone up on the roster? Yes, ma'am.
There's a gentleman that we are friends with. We went to church with him. We lived up near Chattanooga. Today was his birthday, so Mama has always called him her big brother. She called him today, and I got on the phone with him, and he's been in there a while because he had COVID, and it's affected his body. And he said, just pray that he gets strength back in his right leg because he can't walk. So I told him we would be praying for him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone else? I'm missing you. Praise the Lord. Brother Eddie, would you lead us in our opening prayer, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and thank you, God, for your abundant love, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to gather here tonight. God, for each and every one that's come this way, pray your blessing.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We do remember each and every request tonight. Those who are sick, those who are afflicted, those who are hurting, those who are in the hospitals and the nursing homes as well. Father, our heart goes out, but also our prayers go out. Lord, we know that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. We pray, God, that you would touch and anoint on each and every one of these requests. Father, now I ask you, Lord, to just let your Holy Ghost have full reign to this service.
Yes, Lord.
God, in every way, Lord, I pray that you would direct it. Pray, God, that you would help us to be submissive and obedient to your will and to your word tonight. Father, everything that's done or said tonight, let it be for your honor and for your glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. And I was just thinking as we get ready, we're going to turn to keep on the firing line, but let me just say that even as the prophet prayed, he said to his servant, he said, open his eyes that he will see what you're doing, God, and what that magnitude is. It's maybe not in our eyes, but in God's wisdom is where we stand. Keep on the firing line is what we're going to sing tonight. Page 212. Lord this night.
Die.
be seated if you can. Just turn around and give somebody a wave and just let them know how much Jesus loves them. Just praise God and how much we love you.
Yes,
I love each and every one of you. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. And then I've already asked a couple of special singers tonight and getting ready. Thank you. Here we come. Praise the Lord. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. You want to come on up, and then Brother Jeff. I've got my names all mixed up. Then Brother Jim, if you'll come after them, please. I don't know if they're going to do a single or two songs or one song. Either way, two.
Sounds great. Just in advance, it's usually Michelle that plays this with her, so. You start and I'll come in.
Ready?
Yeah.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Christ alone took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand.
Amen. You want to sit here? I'm just going to say I thank you. Thank so many. We're so blessed with all that we have here, the talent. But for me to pop it on them, and then all of a sudden they run and grab a song and guitar and everything else. We love y'all. Praise the Lord.
I guess my biggest apology should have been to Macy on that one. Oh, I had a separate song in my head. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you. The words are great on that, though. Go ahead, brother. Do you have that? I'm going to pull it up so you can see it on the screen so you can sing along, okay? If you know this one, please join me in that.
Go ahead, brother.
Whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of Glory, the King of Glory. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of Glory, the King above all kings. For me.
Can you turn that up a little bit?
Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of Glory, the King of Glory, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of Glory, the King above all kings. This is grace. This is a family love. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave.
John the Revelator, he looked out and he wept as the search went out through all of heaven and all of earth for one that was worthy. No one was found and he wept. But one that was as a lamb who was slain came forth. He was worthy to open the book.
Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Thank you, brother. What an awesome song. Awesome song. Enjoyed that, brother. I'm going to do an old favorite. I hadn't done this in a long time, so bear with me. But it's one of my, one that always touched my heart. So.
Yes, amen.
Waymaker. Waymaker, miracle worker. y'all can help me if you want to. Sing "The Anchor Holds" and see. Through the long dark night, out on the open sea, by faith alone.
The sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds in spite of the storm.
You healed me, you called me from the grave.
Jesus, you washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven, you came to set me free, that's what your mercy did for me, and every morning, mercy will restore me, I will proclaim, even if the world may fall before me, I will proclaim, Lord, you found me, you heal me, you call me from the grave, you gave me your real love, I thank you, Jesus, you washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven, you came to set me free, that's what your mercy did for me, that's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me.
certain circumstances and things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. That's when my frustrations get so out of hand. You know, then I am reminded I've never been forsaken, and I've never had to stand one test alone. I look at all my victories, the Spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb.
Yes, Jesus.
He never offered our victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up, and He will take you through the fire again.
I know within myself that I would surely perish, but if I trust the hand of God, He'll shield the flames again, again.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting, but He said help would always come in time. So just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up, and He will take you through the fire again. Just hold on. Our Lord will show up, and He will take you through the fire
again. Battle is over. Don't wait till the victory is won. Just remember whatever God promised, it's yours and it's already done. Don't wait,
don't wait,
don't wait,
don't wait,
shout out. Don't worry about your future. Don't worry about what lies ahead. Don't wait,
don't wait,
don't wait.
Thank you, Lord, for healing Sister Linda's body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
With all creation I
filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath, the living water, such a marvelous myth story. Yeah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are everything, and I will adore you.
As long as life endures.
like snow. The sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace, unending love, amazing
say it's hallelujah.
hallelujah, hallelujah. All I can say is hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, we're not done with that song. We're not done with that song. Oh, hallelujah. I was reminded, oh, Shandara Mokondara, as we were down there at the altar. Oh, hallelujah. Some people have got victory tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Some people still need to get victory tonight. It's right here. Oh, hallelujah. I was reminded, Brother Eddie, of whenever David went to go get the Ark of the Covenant. It represented the Spirit and the presence of God. He went to go get the Ark of the Covenant. He said, I'm going to put it on a new cart. And I want to do it this way, and I want to do it that way, because I want it to be right. And God said, no, no, you want to do it my way. Long story short, he crosses over a place, and one of his best friends reaches out and he touches the ark to hold it steady. And he cast him down, and God killed him right there. David got into such a state of depression and mourning that he left the Ark of the Covenant, the very thing that was the most precious to him. Right. He left it at the house, Brother Eddie, of Obed-Edom. The Bible says that everything and everybody associated with Obed-Edom was blessed as long as that Ark was in that house. But there was a time, Brother Thomas, whenever David came to himself. He got right with God. And what he did is he went back to Obed-Edom's house. And he said, Obed-Edom, you got something that belongs to me. He picked up the ark. You don't understand what David went through. Nobody understands the hurt that David went through when he gave up that ark. But he wanted everybody to know when he got that ark back again, every 6 feet, the Bible says, he stopped and he praised God and he sacrificed. Why? It was because he knew what he once had. And he knew how precious it was to him. And it meant that much more, Brother Thomas, to him now. The devil is trying to steal so many things from the children of God. He's trying to take it. Don't leave it behind. Don't leave it behind. Moses said, if your spirit doesn't go with us, God, don't carry us up hence. Don't leave it behind. It's all right to get in the aisles and praise the Lord. Yes. Nobody knows the price that you paid. Yes, nobody right. knows that deep depression you were in when Jesus Himself reached down and pulled you up. My Bible says He lifted me up out of a miry pit. And He set my feet, glory to God, on a rock. And He established my ways. Oh, hallelujah. He gave me a purpose. Hallelujah. Yes, you say, you know what? Right. I ain't got a purpose. All you got to do is look to God. You got a purpose. Amen. And His name is Jesus. Yes. I'm telling you tonight, some people need to get some praise on. Hallelujah. You need to start praising God because He's with you. Yes. No matter what tomorrow holds, He's already been there. And He's with you. Yes. Hallelujah. I want to sing that song again. All I can say is hallelujah. That's all I can say. And I can just see Brother Eddie, David, as he was dancing before the Lord. His wife looked at him and said, you dance as a crazy man. He said, I'll get even more crazy than this. Because you don't understand what that means to me. Oh, hallelujah. Just praise the Lord. Just praise Him. All I can say is hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All I can say is hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. All I can say is hallelujah.
He brought me out,
He brought me out
of the miry clay.
He put my feet,
He put my feet
upon the rock.
Song.
Down in my heart today,
all I can say.
All
that you want to pick. And hallelujah is the universal way of praising the Lord. No matter where you go, somebody's going to identify with hallelujah. And let me tell you what else. When we begin to sing hallelujah, the demons in hell begin to get worried. Amen? Because they know that victory is on the way. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah, hallelujah. All I can say is hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All I can say is hallelujah.
Hey, glory. Praise God. The Lord has laid on Brother Jim's heart that we have a very special prayer for Brother Terry, and I know all of us are praying, but the Lord wants to move tonight on his behalf. Now, Sister Connie, if you feel like coming up, that's fine. If you don't, amen, we still want to pray. Amen. We want to reach, the very throne of heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. What I have found out, when God's on the verge of doing something great, Satan steps in.
That's right.
And he tries to create doubt. And he tries to create fear, because those are two of his greatest weapons. But you know what? Perfect love casteth out fear. And God is love. We're praying. Look, all over the house, Sister Connie. We're all joining together tonight on behalf of Brother Terry. And we're not only going to pray for his body, we're going to believe that he's going to be able to walk. I know several people have already had that dream that he's walking. Amen. Glory to God.
Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past seem to face you every day. There's one thing I know for sure, that Jesus is the way. For the world today, above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Cannot climb. I know your skies are dark. You think the sun won't shine. In case you didn't know that the Word of God is true, and everything He's promised, He will do it just for you. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Yes. Amen. Have you been blessed tonight? My, my, my. Isn't God great? He's great and greatly to be praised. Glory to God. I certainly appreciate the frame of mind that you folks come into tonight's service. Amen. With a ready made up mind, as the fellow said, to worship and praise the Lord. You know, God is gracious to us. He's so much, so merciful to us. Amen. And, you know, tonight there was something that I'm not even going to do it, but I just want to give you a little tease because I believe it's just confirmation. This morning, this sister came up for prayer, and usually people will say a certain request. She said, I've got so much going on in my life, I don't even really know what to pray for. And I just spoke to her. I said, well, let's just bundle it. And God would not let me get away from that term all day long. He has just been right in my ear about that. And I searched scriptures, and there's some places. And I'm not gonna say anything else. We might use that for a later date. But, you know, I guess my point is God can handle more than one thing at a time. And I think sometimes we don't understand that. Lord, I just facing this right now. But really, every one of us have certain things. And it's all right to bundle it all together and give it to the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you just a little bit. When the Hebrew children were getting ready to come out of 430 years of Egyptian bondage, and God spoke to Moses and told him what to do, to have the Passover lamb, and how they would kill it and put the blood in a basin and bring it in. And they were together a bundle or a bunch of hyssop. And they were to dip, glory to God, dip it in the blood. If you'll just bring your bundle and dip it in the blood. And there was another time in the New Testament when Paul was shipwrecked. He came on the island and it was cold and rainy, and they were making him welcome. And he picked up a bundle of sticks and he put it in the fire. And you know what came out of the fire? The viper. Amen. We can bundle our problems and our issues and bring them before the Lord. And what I like is when we bring it to the fire or bring it to the blood, Satan's got to go. Satan's got to go. Amen. I'm just going to leave you with that. God is so good, isn't he? I love him with all of my heart. Amen. Praise God. Well, I told the people before church, I said, if a preacher is preaching as long as it's daylight, he's got an extra hour preaching tonight. But I'm not going to do that. You still got a little bit of daylight. Enjoy it. Have a wonderful and safe week. Please keep this same frame of mind every time we enter into the house of God. Amen. Because I will assure you, as much as people are going through, there's some issues every time that we come in. Issues doesn't mean you've lost it out with God. Issues doesn't mean you've backslidden. We all have a heavy load. Satan's out to get every single one of us. But what I like to do is just get rid of them all at one time. Amen. Well, let's just pray. Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, that you are a loving God. God, you are an on-time God, and you see our needs, God, sometimes even before we realize it. We thank you here tonight, God, for the delivering spirit, for those who have come forward, God, and been touched. Miracles have been wrought tonight. I believe that with all of my heart. God, help us to accept what you've done. Help us to even testify of what you've done and expect the miracles, Lord, that you're going to produce. Father, go with us now. Lead us and guide us and direct us. And keep, please, Lord, keep us all safe from harm and danger until we meet again, until you call us home. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. God bless you. You're dismissed. We love each and every one of you. Praise the Lord. Praise my, my, my. What a mighty God.